Good morning. We spoke on the 7th of November 2025, but you did not have spare capacity at that time to represent me. Unfortunately, new problems have happened after then. Do you have capacity now?
I can. It's just for one day court.
Sorry, I do not comprehend.
It's just for one day in the court, or...
Well, we'll probably need more than one day.
Okay, so you don't have a date for the court yet. It's for a case that you want to work.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to give you an email address, and if you can write in there what you need from us, I will pass it to the right solicitor, and they will reply back to you.
Thanks a lot.
Is that okay for you?
Well, it hopefully, but there had been problems that you were not able to see the original emails that I had sent you. Eventually, Colin McDonough and I did manage to email each other, but...
Okay, so give me 1 second and I try to transfer you to Colum.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second.
Colin McDonough?
It is indeed, yeah.
Nicholas Pearl, Colin de Gloucester is Alan Dunn. We exchanged emails and we spoke by telephones on the 7th of November, but you lacked capacity to represent me.
Okay, let me have a look for your email here. Do you know what time you sent it on the 7th of November?
Well, I sent one, for example, at 24 past 4 p.m.
Okay. And was that sent to info@dhlegal.ie?
No, it was sent to column@dhlegal.ie.
Myself. Okay.
Yes, I failed to find a competent law firm with capacity to accompany me for a private criminal prosecution. I have found a civil law firm to sue against an identical defendant over identical facts, and that the solicitor's firm and the barrister whom we instruct on that issue do confirm that I have a stateable case. The same facts also include criminal activities, and so I bought a book on how to perform a private criminal prosecution. I read the entire thing. I downloaded statutes which it refers to. I confirmed that they say what this book says. I read a Supreme Court judgment which upholds that it is possible for a private person to perform a criminal prosecution, and such a criminal prosecution is actually against a policeman who assaulted me when I attempted to make complaints against crimes. So FISRU has declared that this complaint is admissible, but I myself, without a lawyer, went to a district court to get a judge to sign a summons against this policeman, and I submitted forms to her in Irish. I spoke to her in this hearing only in Irish. This hearing lasted barely 1 minute. She spoke only in English to me, and it is clear that she didn't understand. She didn't even use an interpreter. It is clear that she did not understand what I said, and she said dishonestly that she believes that there is no legal basis to sign this summons, and so that she refuses to do so. So she is clearly violating the Judicial Council Act 2019. So I plan to sue her via that at the Judicial Conduct Committee. But I have read that out of hundreds of complaints which have been made to the Judicial Conduct Committee, only one has been declared to be admissible. Now, my what I've read on this is a bit out of date, so there is a small chance that maybe a very small number more have been declared to be admissible, but even being declared admissible is not the same thing as actually leading to a victory. So I have not been able to find any lawyer who practices on making complaints to the Judicial Conduct Committee, and so I'm very disadvantaged in trying to find a person to represent me on this. Might you be able to do it?
Well, yeah, we wouldn't really have any experience in that kind of area, but sure, send us on another email. You have my email already. Kind of explain your situation, and I can show it to the solicitors, and then we can come back to you about if that's something we'd be able to help you with.
Oh, thanks a lot. So I very much expect that it's going to be almost impossible to find anyone who does have experience with this. I have spoken. So what I did think of doing was looking at the list of solicitors of this law society, of solicitors who practice disciplinary complaints against different solicitors. And I contacted one of them, and it said that it suggested that I find a human rights for a large human rights firm in Dublin, without naming one in particular. So this made me think of trying you again.
Yeah, you can send us an email, but I wouldn't be confident that we'd be able to help you with that. But send it on anyway. I can see what the solicitors say.
Thanks. We can only do our best. So.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.